The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, December 15th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, or optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of boxing, podcasting, business coaching, some common sense, and the Waffle House, Clint Powell.
Wow.
New intro.
You just gave me a lot of diplomas on the wall that I have not earned. I love that.
Yes, you have. You've earned them.
Okay, great. We'll talk podcasting and box about it at the Waffle House. That sounds like, hey, we'll just combine all of them at one time. That'd be perfect. How you doing today, man? We're just a weekend, at less than 2 full weeks away, or right now we're 10 days away from Christmas.
Yes, and 17 from the new year.
Man.
Yeah,
It's really odd. You think in round, you know, the year starts like it got forever. Midway through the year, you're like, I can't wait to holiday season. You get to holiday season, you go, oh, we're finally here. Oh, it's over. It's my favorite time of year. And I'm like, oh, Halloween, and it's New Year's.
Three blinks of the eye.
Yes, it's crazy.
That will be my life. And that's the way it flashes by in such a minuscule second.
That should be on your tombstone. Three blinks of an eye.
Yeah. And I enjoyed all three of them, or two and a half of them.
Okay, good for you.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to actually enjoy more because I have this new $400 watch that blocks electromagnetic fields. I'm hoping it will block UFOs, but I'm not so sure. Or what do we call UFOs now?
UAPs.
UAP stands for?
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
I just learned that.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're calling it. And they're having congressional hearings on it right now.
Okay.
Because of all the sightings in New Jersey and New York, there's been, air bases and all that stuff. Yeah.
I just hope they use nutritional products and they need something if they're in Chattanooga. They know where to shop at Nutrition.
They'll be here soon. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They'll be coming in. Trust me.
Yeah.
Got to keep those big brains they got, those big alien brains. Got to keep them, you know. Top notch.
You have an imagination.
Go Google UFOs in New Jersey.
I've seen one. I'm okay. That's all right.
But you act like everybody likes to make it. Here's what happens. I've had this conversation 6 times in the last 3 days. Everybody looks it up and they go, oh, you're right. I'm like, yeah,
you
I'm
are
not
right.
making it up.
No, I know you are right.
I'm making it up.
Yeah. But it will all be okay.
I don't say it wasn't be okay.
Okay.
That's like going, hey, I had a hamburger for lunch. It's going to be okay, Clint. I didn't say it wasn't going to be okay. I just said a hamburger for lunch. I'm not stressed over the hamburger.
I don't think EMFs, electromagnetic fields, are my friend or anyone. Uh-huh. So I have this watch.
Yep.
I've only worn it for 24 hours. And it has the guy who recommended it, I trust, Sawyer J is his name. Mm-hmm. And I spent the money that I didn't want to spend, but I know that most of the EMF things that help us to protect are probably far less effective. This is a new technology.
Are you going to switch what arm you wear it on so each arm has to carry the weight of that thing and one arm doesn't get big like Popeye?
They're both already that big, so they can't get
any
bigger.
That one's not going to...
And listen, I know this is not really anything I care about, but it extends 9 feet. So you're in my bubble right now of protection.
That's
you're
creepy.
In the bubble of protection. You are. You wait till I see how much better you feel when you leave here than when you came in.
You know what? I'll test that. Ask me at the end of the show.
Well, I am testing this watch, and here's how I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, how you track it?
There's an absolute, because in their literature, it says if you have an Aura ring, you watch your HRV double. I've done everything on earth to raise my HRV, spent money, every habit, every nutrient. I can't get it to budge one inch. And so you will, next week, I will tell you if it goes up.
So give me a now. So what is it normally? What is it range now?
It's awful.
Well, I mean, it can't be. Mine's way worse. We've talked
about
this.
No, it's not, because the age does take it down.
No, it is.
Well, first off, let me tell people what heart rate variability is.
And mine's between 11 and 20 every day.
Okay. Mine is between, is average 18. That's what mine averages.
We're about the same then, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, about 18. If I overtrain, if I'm getting sick, that will go down to 10 to 12. But what heart rate variability is a very accurate way of determining how your autonomic nervous system is balanced. Mm-hmm. When you have basically two pedals, like a gas pedal and a brake pedal in your body. The sympathetic is the gas. That's what we mostly use. We're pushing, striving, not resting. Well, the brake is more the parasympathetic. Well, the heart rate variability will determine the balance of those two. Adam, you know Adam that works for me, he comes in and he jokes because, and I see his numbers, he has 80.
Well, my girlfriend sent me hers was 62 last week, and she averages, she's above that sometimes.
Yeah, but she is 17, so that is a difference.
That's not true. You just made me out to be a criminal, but thank you.
Sorry, 18. Jeez. She did turn 18, so she's not illegal anymore.
Thank you for, you know, authorities. Please note his correction. Jeez almighty. But I would love that. If it doubles your HRV, I'm going to give
you're
it a
in.
Shot. I'm
yes.
going to give it a shot.
Oh, we will be selling it if it does, and if it doesn't, we won't.
Yeah, I would
That's
love
how
that
it goes.
Because mine is, I'm troubled by that too.
Yep, and Blue Shield is the name of it for those who want to investigate it. On Instagram, I had a pretty good couple weeks or a week on Instagram. I did one on finding a clean snack at Walmart. I don't know if you saw that, but it was on back when I was very young. I had a lot of nightmares, were actually night terrors, just my father and I after about age 7. And I would have these, and his medicine, which was absolutely perfect, was a glass of milk and a Keebler pecan sandy cookie.
Uh-huh.
And so I was at Walmart with Cody doing our great videos on different foods. And I said, I'm going to talk about how awful every cookie is at this store. And I picked up that freaking bag of cookie. It uses butter. It uses sugar, not high fructose. It actually just has unbleached flour. It's one of the best simple ingredients I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I said, I'm giving Keebler some credit because that was the same recipe they had in 1968, 1970, when my daddy was giving that to me at 12 o'clock at night when I had these night terrors.
Wow.
And he ate them every single night.
Well, good.
So, what cool story. It's on Instagram now, Nutrition World, and you can look at that. I had one on olive oil, which I'm going to do a segment today on some very, very important life-changing information regarding olive oil, why we have to have it in our daily diet, and what it will do for you. And this is not about, it's just going to make your cholesterol better. No, there's some significant studies that I uncovered in regard to this olive oil with the dosage, with the quality, and sometimes about the brands. We'll do that in the third segment.
Awesome.
And
I take a shot every morning.
And the Drury Inn, where I did that one, we hit big numbers on that. We did 38,000 views on Instagram and a whole bunch on Facebook. That was where I went to the new hotel over across from the Crystal near the mall, and I stood in front. Not being negative to Drury Inn, but I said, I will never stay at this place for 2 years. Why? Volatile organic compounds. New furniture, new flooring, and new building materials puts out a very, very damaging molecule that is basically called forever chemicals. Once it lodges in your body, it's there, and it causes endocrine disruption. That is where the hormones are, the chemicals actually acting like a hormone, but it can't do that.
So let's do this, if you're okay with it. Let me say something, and you correct me or affirm. It really doesn't matter the name of the hotel. The new hotels in general are going to probably all use the same type of materials, right?
Everyone, including your car, if you
that's my point. So let's not throw them under the bus. Nope. Maybe blur their name out if we can. My point on that is new hotels are using those materials.
If I build a new house, I would probably have to use those, and I'm not going to. I will buy used cars.
Yeah.
You know, yours is pretty used. What year was yours? 1972?
No, it was born. It was born in 19. None of your business. Right before you're a butthole for actually saying that on the air. It was 1936 or something. Yeah.
I love making fun of his.
I know
vehicle.
You do.
Yeah.
But you know what? It got me from there to here.
It did.
Yes.
From
it did.
A to B.
Yes. And I called you a name on the radio. Sorry.
I know. I love it. Here's the other thing. This I don't know if I'll do, but there, you know, the other piece of goodies that we live in that produces a humongous amount of these forever chemicals is new refrigerators.
Oh.
And so I'm going to buy a 2-year-old refrigerator when mine breaks. I just am.
Well, those refrigerators I grew up with in the 70s lasted forever. They just didn't break down.
Yes.
Those green ones or those off-colored mustard yellow ones that were not, you know, you look at them now, they're so small because refrigerators are all electric and hooked up to your stupid phone and they can carry everything, you know. But back in those days, those refrigerators, like microwaves, they weigh 5 billion pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I just don't know where you buy used refrigerators, but I'm sure on Facebook or something, somebody might sell one. I don't know. But
yeah, I would think, though, repairing one. Well, it may be simpler, but it may cost more to keep those repaired. Yeah,
but at least the forever chemicals are, they say they're 90% reduced in 2 years. And plants.
Did you remember when you grew up, they used to put ice in your refrigerator, the real ice in the bottom of your refrigerator?
Uh-huh.
Did they used to do that when you were a kid?
And deliver the milk in the glass containers.
Yeah, yeah.
And pick up my dad's laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, change the shoes on your horse that you rode around on to get back and forth to school.
At Woodmore Elementary. Hey, on third segment, I'm going to cover two things.
Okay.
Very important. I'm going to cover this research, compilation research, that will convince anyone to start using olive oil.
Uh-huh.
I was amazed because I know a lot, but then when I dig into a subject, I'd learned so much. Secondly is, I think we all agree, there's a lot of sickness going around. Always is at holiday time. But here's the difference between this sickness and, I don't know if it's, you know, how much is COVID back related, but I could say, I think most people would agree, before COVID, people got sick and got well in about 8 days. Now they're getting sick and they're getting well in 21 days.
It lasts. And even then, it seems to linger, especially the coughs.
Yes.
The coughs seem to linger.
But I want to talk about the nine antiviral nutrients that prevents colds and other viral infections. And this came from a very reputable source. And so we'll be talking about that in the third segment.
Awesome.
So we have we'll be discussing hopefully a whole program from LearningRx. Mm-hmm. And I've been updating people about a 5-year-old who's going there and seeing some pretty darn impressive results. So we'll be doing that as we return. So when we come back, get ready for LearningRx information. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and Clint knows all too well that I have several passions in life, and of course, I have hobbies in nutrition and other things, but the part of nutrition that I probably is the most excited about is cognitive abilities, how to enhance them. It's one reason I've done 83 IV ketamines for neuroplasticity. I certainly do nutrients that will help to enhance that. I take an anti-aging drug called rapamycin that has some significant research on that. But that's not for the common folk, I have to say, because that's out there a little bit out for most people. But I know that if I want to go to the gym and strengthen my legs, which they need strengthening because of my double hip replacement, it's been a challenge. And if I didn't go and have a program and plan built up somewhere by people who know how to help me, I would probably flounder. I would stay, maybe tread water. I might actually go backwards. But with a plan, you can increase the muscles of learning. And today we have Michelle Davis with Learning RX. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I know a little bit about your process, and I don't know enough to really speak it, so I'll certainly let you do this. But we're kind of chronicling a five-year-old who I know very well, who's in your plan, who is challenging. There's no doubt. He's had some roadblocks about how to want to learn, how to learn. But I can tell you, without knowing all your words, there was like a blockade. There was something almost like when I had double hip replacement, like the first month, I couldn't expect to go in the gym and do anything. It just wouldn't work. So tell people why Learning RX is not tutoring. It's actually working some of the perhaps weaknesses within the process of learning that we don't or we're not aware of.
I mean, you said it perfectly. Talking about the analogy with the body and the brain is the best place to start, because you think of your body as a physical system that is in need of use, of exercise. Our brain is the same way. And specifically, there are key cognitive skills that affect not only the learning process, but the functioning and efficiency process of our brain. So these skills include attention, processing speed, working memory. Can we keep up with a list of multiple things in our short term, right? How many tabs can we open in our brain window and be able to move back and forth through them? So you're using these cognitive skills constantly. And what happens is, you know, when we are really good at something, let's say we're highly logical. So that's another higher thinking process. And we're really logical. So we're able to actually compensate a lot of times for a weak skill that we may have. Most people have strengths and weaknesses. It's very rare to have a perfectly functioning cognitive skill set. So when you know what your strengths are, what your weak areas are, then you can start to ensure that you're using those weak skills. Now, something that's interesting is that, you know, things like our navigation system on our phone, or our, you know, memory storage for phone numbers, for grocery lists, they literally do this for us. So we're not using our visual processing, we're not using our memory in the same way that we have in the past. So we're seeing more and more decline in weak areas because we compensate with our strengths.
So I want to say it back to you and see if I understand. It's part of technology. Part of the downside can be it is making things so automatic for us that we don't have to do what we used to do.
Yes, that's, and I think about ChatGPT. Wonderful. It's this idea generator, but you know who's really good at generating ideas also and who needs to practice that? And so it's this tool, but when we overuse a tool like that, it actually takes over from our processing.
That's just like the body too. You start giving your body certain hormones, your body will shut that off. Because it doesn't need extra hormones, and you start have to rely on whatever particular product that is. It makes complete sense.
I had never thought, I realized that that could happen, but I never really thought that it was that dynamic. But yeah, I can see that. I know I was a police officer when I was young, and I still remember back, of course, we didn't have anything. We barely had beepers. I mean, people didn't have phones or any, and we had to navigate, you know, through kind of common sense and maps.
Yes.
And you got pretty good at it. There, it would be very difficult for me to do that today because I've lost that particular skill.
You know, it's funny you say this. When I try to tell my kids, hey, listen, you're going to go up about 4 miles and you're going to turn on West Street and it's north. And they'll look at me and go, I'm not going to pay attention. Just send me the address.
Let me GPS it.
Yes.
Yes. It's very interesting because I grew up, my dad read maps and he actually was like hitchhiked across the country a few times back when you could do that. And so we were every trip we were taking a map and looking at it and mapping our route. And you just don't do that anymore. And when now that I know about which cognitive process is used for that and why it's so important to use that. And so, you know, when we these programs were developed by neurologists and clinical psychologists and audiologists and a team of people actually who are looking at the brain processing for dyslexia. That's where it started. Dyslexia is typically a reading challenge that is paired with an above average IQ. So you have, you know, intelligence, same with ADHD, you have this intelligence with just a couple processing gaps. And so where there are all of these factors that play a role, cognitive processing is one of them, and particularly there are skills that you can exercise related to that. Now, I will say someone with 10 people with ADHD are going to have a different skill set. So it's important to know where your strengths and weaknesses are. And so you can specifically target those weak areas.
So let me say, so you had 10 people with ADD. Your testing determines where the weak and the strong areas
are
of the mechanisms.
Yes, and it could be completely different in each one of them.
And yet all these 10 go to the physician and they're all 10 going to get the same drug because that's symptomatic. It's not addressing
the root cause.
And in order to know what to strengthen, you need to know what is weak.
That's right. And that's why this medication works great for this person and not this person, you know.
But even with the medication working great, you're still not strengthening the weak areas. You're still giving me a wheelchair to get around instead of me going to the gym and strengthening the legs that I lost because of hip replacement.
Exactly right. I you know, really struggle with the accommodations that get put in place for learning challenges within the school system. And I will say that they have to do that because their goal is to deliver content and knowledge, and they need to be able to get that knowledge. So for you to get this knowledge, I need to read it to you. Well, what happens when you're not exercising that part of your brain? Again, it gets weaker. So you struggle with the focus. We're going to remove the distractions. Well, guess what happens when you don't ever have distractions? How can you handle distractions? So literally in our center, it is open floor plan and everyone is training. We use a metronome. So it's so loud in there in the afternoons, and you literally can walk by and you can see, and it's children and adults. So it's a very highly distractive environment on purpose. And you can see how long someone has been coming there by whether or not they look at you when you walk by. It's fascinating. I mean, brand new, and they're just so distracted. And we have the opportunity now to train. What is our brain doing? What does it feel like? Let's practice focusing with the distraction. We're going to add them on purpose and make it fun. And then you get really good at handling distractions.
Interesting.
Well, can I ask you a quick question? Because you alluded to it before we started recording, and you just kind of mentioned it there. Your client, your patient, your customer, however you define them, they can be 5 years old, they can be 10 years old, they can be 50 years old, right? So you don't have a specific, or do you? And what are the main things that people come to you for?
I will say this, I have an 83-year-old client right now who was a professor writing a book. He had a stroke and he lost his ability to read. It's a part of his brain that was affected, and we're literally retraining his brain to read at 83 years old.
Wow.
We also have a client who, she is 75 years old. She spends 2 hours in the gym every single day. We had her reading the book Grain Brain because there's a lot that has to do with gluten and aging that's a part of, as you know, and she's doing her brain training once a week, and it has completely changed her life, you know? And so yes, people are there for different reasons. We have professionals. We have a paramedic right now who uses a lot of visual processing and has struggled, and that's frustrating for her. So she's at the point where she wants to do something about it. I think that's the common thing about our clients is that they want to do something about the issue, and we haven't always known that we could do something about our brain in this way.
Lovely.
Yeah, because I'm using myself. I'll use my family. My son's older now, so I'm not throwing him under the bus, but he was diagnosed with ADHD and struggled, and it was a struggle through school. Fortunately, the place we had him, it ended up being a good match. It was okay. But the reason I'm bringing that up is, as a parent, I can imagine the frustration and the fear and the worry of a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 13-year-old who seems to be underperforming according to these standards we've set, but you know they're smart. You've seen them. They're creative. They're making stuff out of thin air. My son used to make stuff. Like, what are you doing? Yes. Well, I took apart your toaster and your microwave. But look, I'm Iron Man. And I'm like, okay, wonderful. My whole point on that is I would imagine instead of going straight to the doctor and the drugs, you might want to stop in on some place like this and get an evaluation, because there may be an actual way to get them stronger and benefit them 50 years down the road.
That's exactly right, because these skills are something that are trainable, that if you don't train them, you will find ways to compensate for them. Human beings are amazing. We can do anything. I truly believe that, and I love this kind of idea that's coming out about neurodivergence. I have such a passion for helping people who don't have the same functioning brain as everybody, but guess what? We all have different brains. You hear, well, I'm a math person, so I don't care about reading, or I'm a reading and not a math person. Well, actually, your brain has the ability for both, but you may have certain strengths or weaknesses, and you will find ways to work around
it. My math teacher would disagree with you, but continue on with your educating us, please.
Well, you know, it is. It's something that, you know, again, you can exercise at any time in life. And it's not a new concept when we think about and really make that comparison of the body. Of course, the brain needs exercise. We haven't known how to do it, and now we know really how to do it. And there's lots of different things coming around that are looking at that, because neuroplasticity is a real thing. 15 years ago, when I started this work, no one knew that word. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying neuroplasticity, and they're going, what is that? I've never heard that before. Now everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. So even at the time,
explain what that is.
So neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain to change. So it's growing and changing and creating new pathways at any given time. It's based on use or disuse. And this was research that was coming out probably 15 to 20 years ago, but almost as pseudoscience. I had a neurologist at one time, you know, tell this mother that her daughter with, you know, she was fetal alcohol syndrome, baby and adopted, said she will never be able to add. And after 6 months of working with me, she was adding every digit on beat, you know? Yes. And so I thought that neurologist, medical professional put this sort of box around her, this limitation on her. And mom said, I'm going to keep trying.
But that's an unusual mom. Most of them, someone with a white coat and the degree on the wall will just take it as truth.
Yes.
Because we're all looking for answers.
Yes. Yeah.
And like you spoke, which also reminds me of myself and somewhat Clint, too. You know, we don't need helpers all the time to get better at boxing or better at lifting weights. You can learn enough. I wouldn't have a clue where to start to determine my weak areas.
Right.
Wouldn't have a clue. And I'm a seeker. I know a ton about a lot of stuff. I don't even know where I would start. So that's what you do.
Yes. And I'll give you an example. I hear all the time, oh, well, my mom does crossword puzzles every day, so she's doing her brain exercise. Yeah. So you know what? Mm-hmm. She's probably really good at crossword puzzles already, so that's not training her brain.
There you go.
Does she hate Sudoku? Because that's probably the one she needs to do then. It really depends on what is the weakness. That's why a personal trainer coming in with you and motivating you to do the thing you don't want to do. Your brain doesn't want to do it. It does not default
that
way.
It's the same thing in the gym. Just like Clint has little tiny biceps and he won't work them, but he works all his other muscles.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my stomach with those Krispy Kreme donuts. That's what I'll work. But I mean, I was going to say, it's just like life. As a business owner, a lot of times we need coaching to actually address the things we avoid. Because I'm good at these things. I'm bad at those three. So I'll just stick my head in the sand and taxes will take care of themselves magically. But to your point, that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Can I ask a quick side question? No. Are there things that we can do? Like, for instance, you just alluded to the crossword puzzles. Are there things that I could do as I'm aging? I'm closer to 57.
Absolutely. Always. So I'm so glad you asked that. So step one is probably going to be identifying where your weaker areas are. And that's going to be understanding what those skills are. So you might say, I am great with logic and reasoning. Once I understand and know what logic and reasoning is, I'm a wonderful problem solver. I can maybe visualize or picture in my mind's eye so I can see a problem from all these different ways. But when I walk into a room, I go, what am I doing in this room? I know there's a reason I came in here. So I know working memory is a thing that I want to exercise. So there are literal, you know, games, there's apps, there's things I recommend all the time that work with working memory. So even the game Simon, where you're going blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, and you're getting the sequence. Well, how far can you go? Right. So
that's what I did at the store when your nice lady was there.
Yes.
Let me ask you a quick question because I know we're going to run out of time. This is a personal thing. My dad was the best joke teller. Mm-hmm. He could remember 300 jokes. You could tell me the best joke right now, and I promise by the time I get to the store, I cannot recite it. Is that something? Mm.
As in verbatim, but you kind of get the joke.
I couldn't even get close to telling the joke where it would work. Mm-hmm. And I've always been frustrated by that.
So people think about long-term memory as in something you can remember over a long time, when it actually has to do with retrieval for something you've heard or seen one time. Now, you might, if you struggle in that area, just repeat it a few times and then you can get it. But the need to repeat it a few times would potentially point to, you know, and you may have all strengths, but one area that's weak, not compared to the population, but for you.
That's what I feel like.
And so really it's something that you can exercise. We use a visualization technique that every memory master in the world uses. You may have heard of memory palace, where you create a visualization association tied to something. Yes. But when you practice that, you get to where you can do it automatically and quickly. And it just takes less work. And again, it's all about building efficiency.
Well, tell people, I know you have, you said a seminar, a workshop, what do you have coming
up? Yeah, so
it's
actually in February. So February 6th at Nutrition World, we will be, I believe at the Wellness Corner, we will be doing a workshop along with our theme of, you know, sort of new year, new you. People are really into thinking about themselves and how to help themselves better themselves. And so it's really about the aging brain. There's going to be tools and tips at this workshop. I have so many more tips, you know, even if it's not using your GPS somewhere that you have been a million times already. Give your brain that visual processing exercise. If it has to do with memory, if it has to do with even learning a language, an instrument, that's training your brain. Using your left hand to brush your teeth instead of your right hand. Things that are different, that are not easy, is a generic way. And we kind of can break that down, and we'll do that in that workshop.
And tell people where you're located. If they're interested in learning more, what would they need to do?
The best thing to do is go to our website. We actually have so much information on there and a free brain quiz. Oh. And I love that brain quiz because it literally goes through and you fill out sort of symptoms and you say, oh, maybe visual processing is a thing I need to practice on, you know? And so we can get connected that way.
I'm getting ready to go to your website right now. Yes. Y'all keep talking.
Yes. And it's right on the front page. It's learningrx.com/Chattanooga-East. Or you can Google or search LearningRx Chattanooga and it'll take you straight to our website. It's got my picture on there. We've got a page with all our staff. We keep current events on there. You know, we do a list of right now we have a toy list that are games that develop toys like for your Christmas list, you know, that we kind of we're sharing good information on our social media all the time, our Facebook, our Instagram. So that would be a great place to start. Get connected with us often, a couple times a year. We have a free trial session. You can come in and try brain training. We're located over by Hamilton Place Mall. So it's the left corner of the shopping center with Marshalls and Ross. Used to be Bed Bath & Beyond. Now it's Five Below and the Shoe Station. Right behind Jim and Nick's Barbecue.
Yes. Awesome. What a wonderful 18 minutes of information. I know there's probably very few adults who would listen to this who would not say, I know I could utilize this. And there's some of that chunk of adults who say, I truly need this.
Yes.
I feel that I'm slipping. The muscles are getting weak. Again, partnering with a plan like yours and right lifestyle, I think is the best combination. And then for the children who are just being so super medicated, even if they have to use a modest amount of medication, if they did your plan, they're going to use less and not have to keep doing more and more as the years go on. Of course, the goal is to do none of that. And I think we are in a society who, you know, wants an easy road out. Mm-hmm. And as soon as things are challenging, whether it's their life or their job or inside themselves, with health, with how they think, they kind of reach for the easy path because it's being marketed and it's, you know, insurance pays sometimes. It's cheaper. It's quick fix. But there's usually a humongous big ditch that's at the end of that yes, you will fall into.
That's right.
So thank you for this. And we'll talk again in about 3 months. Just so informative.
That's Michelle. Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing that research that I'm so excited about a product that's not that exciting, but the consequences are olive oil of high quality and what it truly can do for your health for the rest of your life. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. How interesting was that interview with Michelle?
Very good. And I'm really glad she brought up that she has a different type of clientele, older and again younger, because I would have loved to have had this as an option or known about it when my son was young.
Yes.
But yeah, I loved it. It was very informative.
I am a connoisseur of and neurotic about using olive oil every single day in my life. It isn't because of the taste. I've said this before, 80% of what I eat, I don't taste is about number four on the list. It's about what will it serve me as far as nutritive value and also building health and resiliency as I age. You know, it's easy to say at 47, 37, 27, I'm fine. I don't need anything else. But once the kind of the 50th hits, you start seeing that the old automobile has a lot of loose parts to it and rattles a little more than it used to. And despite all the good efforts, sometimes it continues that little bit spiraling downward. Well, a lot of the choices of life have to do with health that are not big endeavors. Using olive oil once a day is not life-changing. You don't have to live in a cave. You don't have to spend a lot of money. So here I have a compilation of the true medical reasons why you need to be using somewhere between 1 and 3 tablespoons per day. What does it do? Well, other than the pleasurable taste, not everybody thinks it's pleasurable. I do. Extra virgin olive oil has potential benefits to reduce coronary heart disease, reduce risk of breast and colorectal cancers, improve blood sugar, which I want to talk about. And they're basically, this was part of this was from a site that I pay for, consumerlabs.com, that is totally science driven. And one of the questions they said is, how much olive oil should I take? 2 to 4 tablespoons per day. That is what I have been doing now for as long as I remember. I carry a bottle with me to lunch because you will not get quality olive oil in restaurants. Jason's Deli is one of the few and some of the finer places, but most of the time that will not happen. Here's a question many people have. How do I store my olive oil? We don't need to store it in the refrigerator. One reason is it gets pretty hard, and you need it, you can't pour it out, and you don't want to be superheating it. And the thing is, olive oil is very stable overall, but it's not stable to light. So storing it in a dark place and buying it in bottles that certainly have that darker color are the two most important things. I leave my olive oil in my car in the summertime.
I leave mine on the counter. I take my table
swings every morning. Yeah, but my car is hotter than your counter.
It's very, very, very much.
You can tell when oils go rancid. Mine has never, never gone rancid. Now, what's the lifespan? It's about a year.
Are you going to go through some brand names? Because this is the part I struggle with.
Yes.
Because sometimes I don't mean this in a bad way. I try to buy all my stuff through Nutrition World, but sometimes if I'm out of town or if I forgot it or it's inconvenient, I don't know what to get if I'm at a store, if there's any options there or not. I don't know.
Well, analysis of data from 2 large studies. This study had 92,000 men and women in the U.S. for 28 years found that at least 1 tablespoon per day was associated with a 19% lower risk of cardiovascular disease. This is 1 tablespoon. 17% risk of death from cancer, 29% lower risk from neurodegenerative diseases. What is that? Alzheimer's, MS, Parkinson's, and an 18% lower risk from respiratory disease. If that was all that it did, who would not be running out and starting this every single day? But there's plenty more. A 3-month study of extra virgin olive oil. What is extra virgin, first off? It's more like the first pressing that's using a mechanical press, not chemicals, not heat. And virgin olive oil is kind of the second pressing. Still fine. Virgin can be fine. You don't want olive oil that doesn't have those two words. Now, that does not guarantee you good olive oil. There are 3 or 4 organizations that certify it. Some olive oils have that, some don't. But I can tell from the taste and the pungency and the smell of an olive oil if it's good quality or not. That's usually the case. Now, so you have to kind of become a connoisseur of that. So as far as a couple more studies here, long-term consumption of 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil decreased the progression of arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries is what that is, plaque in your arteries. Average age was 60, and this was according to a 7-year study in Spain. It reduced the number of carotid plaques by 35%. These are people who already had heart disease. and they started using 4 tablespoons a day. Calories maybe have to be counted. There are 120 calories in a tablespoon of fat. So, you know, if you don't want to use too many calories, if you have a problem with that. But I also learned that there are a few other things that were amazing on this. Insulin. Insulin, to me, is one of the most important numbers we can have to know about our body. Because if you're not metabolically flexible, that means how are you handling the processing of carbohydrates? You will die earlier. You will have less health. It's caustic to the system if your insulin's out of control. 2 tablespoons daily improved insulin sensitivity and regulated blood sugar in healthy adults. Pre-diabetes, a study of people with pre-diabetes found that 3/4 of a tablespoon in a meal resulted in 2 hours later, a blood sugar level rising less than half than it would have been if you didn't use it. I have been preaching this for 25 years. You eat, if I have a bowl of rice, if I have anything that's basically carbohydrate loaded and I do not eat fat with it, then you will have a doubling of that blood sugar. This is why I have said for 25 years, never eat low-fat ice cream. Buy Häagen-Dazs, buy full-fat cream-based ice cream, because the fat in that will slow down the sugar. That is something that seems counterproductive, but it isn't. Acid reflux. A small amount of olive oil after meals could reduce acid reflux in some people. Next, fatty liver disease. In a study of 100 people, and I have the names of the studies, doesn't matter here, over 3 years, found that it reduced the incidence by 33% of fatty liver. That's an epidemic in this country. Risk of bone fracture reduced. Fresh pressed olive oil contains a compound called oleocanthal. It's been shown in laboratory experiments to have anti-inflammatory effects similar to ibuprofen. Not a lot of it now, not a lot, but it does have that. Memory. The next one was helped to maintain or helped mild cognitive impairment. A study in Greece with people 50 years old and older. Now, last night I went to Portofino, saw my buddy Tony, who has my special tequila drink on his menu, Ed's elixir, and he had been to Greece for several weeks. It's where he's from, him and his partner, and they both had come from over there. He brought me a very high-quality olive oil, sent pictures of the olive trees. I've been to Italy once, and I had seen them, and just such a great guy, and we talked olive oil. And he uses olive oil in his restaurant. He'd tell me something I didn't know. He uses real butter. He believes, like the old school people, that you don't use chemical things like margarine. Now, when it comes to brands.
Yes, this brands, is what I'm waiting on.
Here we go. What makes olive oil healthier than, what makes one brand healthier than the next is something called polyphenols. Polyphenols.
You want those or don't?
You want those.
Okay.
These are the active ingredients that will do everything I just spoke about. You have more potency with brands that have more polyphenols. Now, one way I tell how much polyphenols without a test is they will tend to burn your throat when you do them by themselves.
Are there things on the labels that will say poly?
Never. You'll never know one single brand.
Until you buy it.
You taste it, and if it's burning,
what are some good brands? Because that frustrates me, because I thought there was something I could see on the label.
Well, believe it or not, the number two brand is Life Extension, which is what we sell at the store. Uh-huh. Number three is Trader Joe's Premium Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Very good value. The next is
from Food City. Come on, man.
Lucina. Lucina, yep. Lucina. Very popular brand.
Yep.
It has a pretty good amount of polyphenols, about a third less than Life Extension, and a third less than Trader Joe's. Next one is Kirkland. That's Costco, isn't it?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, Kirkland is Costco's brand. Kirkland is still very good. It has half of the amount of polyphenols Life Extension. Still excellent. Carapella, which is a big brand, Carapelli, unfiltered. It also is decent. And then they start really going downhill at that point.
How's the... What is the pump? What is not Pompina?
No, that one's not going to have it. Nope. Not going to.
Damn it.
Sorry. There are 4 organizations that test. USDA is one. Next is North American Olive Oil Association. Next is California Olive Oil Council and Extra Virgin Alliance. Guess what? Not one of these companies tests for pesticides or heavy metals. Chances are As Tony told me at Portofino, his relatives grow it, and he will use no chemicals on his olive trees. And he said some seasons he suffers because the bugs come in, but he refuses because of old school philosophies. Can't guarantee that with a lot of brands. He doesn't sell that brand here. He's from Greece, but I just want
to say Filipino, right? Or Filipio, what is it called? I like that one because I think I buy that one too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I have to find them.
Again, taste and smell can be a really good determinant of that. So it's medicine in a bottle.
Yeah.
It truly is medicine in a bottle. Real quickly, I'm going to cover, and I may speak about it in the next segment just for a minute, but there's 9 antiviral nutrients that I absolutely love that have come
out
in
order, like the most, the best to the worst.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I'll say you can give me the top 3, and then we can do the next 6 when you come back. But you don't have to.
No, you won't know these.
Okay,
you would know vitamin C. You'd know zinc, but beta glucan is something that stimulates.
I knew what that is.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, watch that. Jump back, Jack.
Yeah, it's beta glucan. Why would
you're smarter than you look?
I don't know what that is.
I think the aliens have attacked your brain.
I have no clue what that is. No.
Olive leaf extract. We both know that.
Yes.
Monolaurin. That is coconut oil.
I take that every day.
Echinacea, ginger, and the one not on this doctor's list, oregano. And some of these come in combinations at Nutrition World, but when you get sick, viruses are not they're not bacteria. They're not living. They're pieces of protein that hijack your cells. That's why people think.
And I use turmeric or cumin or curcumin or whatever, and then I use cinnamon too.
Well, curcumin
is either one of those.
Curcumin is going to make you probably have less pain, but it's not going to help kill any viruses.
In my world, it tastes bad, so it's probably killing stuff.
You got to do something.
Yeah,
good.
It's bad. Go get it, boys.
Go get it, boys.
Get in there and tear some stuff up, man.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit more words of wisdom. And as we continue, for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Back here with my buddy Clint Powell, and he's all caught up on these UAWs.
Yeah, they're not UAWs, they're UAPs.
UAPs, okay.
You know what? You can make fun of me all you want. I know my watch is going to last more than 500 days, though.
Well, I can't help it. That's what my watch will only last 500 charges, and I charge once a day. So, nah. I want to talk about, hey, this was a good study, and you may need to switch some of one of your supplements here based on this. Adam told me about this, a really good study that showed that creatine taking at bedtime would promote sleep, help you to function under sleep deprivation. And they did a test on first responders and on healthcare workers that were under the strain of too much shift work and not enough hours of sleep, and found that at night, if they only had 4 or 5 hours, they function as though they had more hours.
So you take the creatine before you go to bed,
right,
and not before
bed.
You go to work out,
nope,
or in the
right.
mornings?
No, we're doing it for sleep deprivation, not, you know. It still would help work out.
One of the dotes, two things on this.
5 grams.
Okay, yep. And is it still safe to take the next day, of course, before your workout?
You can go up to 10 grams without any problem.
So you take 5 and 5.
Yeah, now my little belly's not real happy always, so I probably stick with 5. Adam did it, said he had no problem. It didn't affect his sleep at all because he has a new baby, wonderful new baby. And so he was using that for that.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Anybody who's getting RSV or whose children have RSV, which is the respiratory infection that lasts a long time, go to Instagram on Dr. Green Mom. She's a pediatrician. She has a protocol for RSV. I have seen it work and shorten the duration by 50% if you start at the first 48 hours. Dr. Green Mom on Instagram.
It's real quick, time of year too, I'm going to recommend a couple things.
Yeah.
NAD I love, but NAC. If you're getting those lung problems, matter of fact, I sent somebody over there today to pick up 2 bottles of NAD.
Yeah.
And they're going to get some extra NAC while they are there for their lungs.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love NAD. It's an anti-aging nutrient. It's funny. I did my IV ketamine, and they put NAD in that.
Uh-huh.
And last time, they had not gotten their shipment. I can tell such a difference when I have NAD opposed to when I don't. Speaking of that, the study came out that said a single dose of psilocybin mushroom, which is found in what they call the magic mushrooms, can reduce depression in some people and anxiety for 5 years after a single dose. Now, ketamine has some similarities to that. I go to Scenic City Neurotherapy, been there for a long time. Love the people there, Charles. They're such professionals. And I did it, as I spoke earlier, for the brain cognitive effects. But it also helps me to be a happier camper. There's no doubt. It's just fantastic to balance the brain chemicals that are not always balanced. I know yours are, but mine are not always balanced.
Yeah, my brain stands on one leg, dude. That's how balanced mine is.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're like the Buddha, especially with that bald head. You kind of
and a bit belly.
That's right.
Rub my Krispy Kreme belly, and I'll tell you your future. Heck yeah. That's something we can make some extra side money on. That's the OnlyFans page I'm going to do.
The OnlyFans.
Just rub my virtual belly, and I'll tell you what your future holds.
Clint always gets furious when he hears these little crappy ideas that are making $300,000 per man.
The gazer, the clothes, anything that makes, oh, look, this person made $1 million. What'd they do? They put this block on top of that block and painted it green and put a banana on the wall, and it's art. Shut up. Bunch of weirdos.
Real quickly, though, I go to Facebook to read some of the special parts that have to do with health. And one is on oxalates. We talk about oxalates a lot. Had a great podcast before on it just a couple weeks ago with Sally Norton. But this person said, I just had the weirdest feeling come over my brain. I've been on low oxygen for 2 months and had great days with no pain after a period of time. Pain was zero. But I decided to test things with a sweet potato because I'd not been sure about whether oxalates were really my problem or not. And half an hour / 45 minutes later, my brain just had a moment of weirdness like a light switch. Just immediate fogginess, almost dizziness. If I had been standing, I might have stumbled or lost balance. It was so instant and intense that it was bizarre. I'd had brain fog before, but never like this. It was like a smack to the head. Oxalates are powerful compounds that have such negative things in some people, not all. You want to see more about that? Go back on Vital Health Radio 2 or 3 episodes. See for Sally Norton and listen to her episode explaining this.
Yeah, that was a good episode. And oxalates is one of those things when you brought up, I thought, yeah, whatever. And then you start reading about it and hearing more and more about it. And you're like, oh, no, it's a real thing.
And the sad thing is, it's in pretty much healthy food.
You would think you're eating healthy. Yeah. And you are, but if your body doesn't respond well to it, you're not.
No, if you can't get rid of it, then it's going to back up.
And everybody's different.
And it's like, you know, like sewage. I mean, you can't get rid of it. It's going to cause damage when it backs up into Clint Powell's floor.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
In East Ridge.
Yeah.
Y'all have sewage? Do y'all have sewage and septic tank in East Ridge?
Hey, listen, dude, if you want to get in trouble with the folks from East Ridge, go for it. There's $20,000 that'll bring it anytime you want, Bubba. I mean, we buy supplements too, man. I spent enough money over there with you. You should love East Ridge. East Ridge is sending, we're retirement fund for you, buddy.
I thought I saw outhouses behind a lot of houses, but I'm not sure. It could have been something else, I guess.
The little fluorescent lights coming out of it, those aren't outhouses.
Those UFOs?
No, those
UAWs?
They're growing. Be careful over there. Yeah. Those are heat lamps, man.
Heat lamps.
Be careful.
Well, you know.
don't pull in those driveways. They're under investigation.
All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day without UFOs.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.